Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Welcome you to the third hour of our ho, 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 Merry Christmas edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the KKNW 1150 website. Click on Listen in the upper left corner and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great videos, photos, and stories about animals. There's some really good stuff up there. And, and that reminds me. I posted it on the Animal World Facebook page. Huge news, I think. Huge good news in the animal pet food department. Don't even get me started on that. Now, there will be a whole section when I start or continue my education of sharing with you, you know, how I do a session and all the information that I include to help people understand their dogs, know what's going on, and then how to deal with all these behavior problems. Well, one of the things we will definitely cover the fourth Sunday of January is the next show with me and Walter Stoffel That's the next show we will continue. The big area that we will cover close to the beginning, because we'll finish up with the general dog stuff, and then the next thing is food, okay, because that's a big thing in behavior. So I'm going to teach you, and I'm going to go through exactly the spiel and add a little more to it that I normally do with clients about what's the healthiest way to feed, the alternatives, and then how to read labels and know what's going on in the pet food industry, which is not good. But you need to understand all of that. Well, so anyway, all of that aside, that's going to be the fourth Sunday of next year, and I'll give you a whole education about that, talk to you about food and all of that. But in the meantime, you know, when I'm doing recalls of foods and all of that, I get it from Susan Thixton's website, The Truth About Pet Foods. Truthaboutpetfood.com is where all this comes in. She's the one that does all the organization in this country trying to get AFCO and the powers that be with pet food to at least follow the rules, to regulate the food, and to have better rules. And so we can get, because some of the stuff, well, let's just, some of the ingredients that are allowed in dog and cat food euthanize dogs and cats. Well, how is that okay? All right. So stuff like that. Anyway, she's been dealing with all that for years and goes to all the meetings and all of that, reports and all of that. Well, guess what? She entered a contest of some kind, or somebody entered her in a contest with, you know, Erin Brockovich, you know, the one, the movie on her, that the great consumer advocate that works miracles and makes wonder stuff happen. Okay. Well, apparently it was some kind of contest that you could submit, you know, information about whatever your issue is that you need help with and want to deal with. So Susan was put into that. And so she did a presentation for Erin Brockovich, or whatever her name is. Well, guess what? Erin loved it. She's on board, and she's going to help Truth About Pet Foods and Susan Thixton, and she's going to get involved with dealing with AFCO and the FDA and pet food regulations and the quality of ingredients. So that whole article from Susan and Truth About Pet Foods, that's up in last week's Facebook postings that I put up there. So you can go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. You can scroll and find that about Erin joining the Truth About Pet Foods team. But we'll finally have someone that really knows what they're doing and how to deal with it. I mean, is that exciting or what?
That is the energy of 2022.
Ooh, okay.
That is the unearthing. But remember, though, that when we're unearthing something, there's going to be some snakes and some rats that are going to come out. And we have to be willing to look at the shadows, the darkness that something is, in order to see where light can come from. And that's the energy of 2022. It's going to be something that we're working on, this big unearthing about life. And it's not going to be pretty to see.
Well, I'm getting when you're saying that, I'm getting all kinds of stuff's coming in.
Yeah.
And it's like, so no, that, don't that, show me now. I don't
exactly,
want to. You know?
Exactly. Perception is going to be our savior.
Perception, okay.
Perception is going to be our savior. And I was watching The Witcher, the season two. I love watching The Witcher. It's on Netflix. And like he said, fear is a disease. Fear is a disease, and anybody can catch it. But you have to treat it like a disease and not let it take you over. And we're going to be getting into this next year where we can tap into that fear. We can tap into even more than what we have. And there's that moment of, what can we do? We can have a different perception to help us get through this. Okay, this right now is not feeling very good. What am I going to do? Oh, look, there's a rainbow. I'm going to get through this. You know,
alrighty.
Perception.
Sounds great. Perception. And just so you know, that fear thing, that comes into, that affects our animals too. Especially our dogs and behavior. So you will get my take on how this affects our animals and stuff when we're doing the Walter shows and my educating you. When we get to the communication section, that's where the fear comes in, and I cover that. So that base will be covered from Aunt Martha's perspective when we get to that.
And I'm going to do a kind of a mirror thing here. We had a phone call where her dog got into something Wednesday and Thursday, and her dog's digestive system. I'm going to say, at school where I work part-time now, that We had kids where they could not leave their hands off each other. They were punching, they were kicking, they were struggling. Words were happening.
This last week, you mean?
Yeah. And then kids who were always walking on the fine line. It seemed like it was the last straw and the camel's back broke. I mean, it was just one of those things that people were very reactionary and very on edge about a lot of things. And not necessarily kind. It was not a kind day. So with that, where does our digestion? Our digestion wasn't very, her dog's digestion wasn't very kind to her. So with that, there was this big energy last week that was really, it was stirring up quite a bit.
And we're full moon today and there's all kinds of stuff going on. Anyway, unfortunately, we have to get on with business here because we got to get current events in, then we got to sing. A bunch of other stuff we got to get to, and I believe we have someone on the phone. So where are we going?
We are headed to Auburn with Lynn and her dog Clifford. Welcome to the show, Lynn. You're live with Martha and Natasha.
Hey, Lynn.
Hi, thank you. Hello, everyone.
What can we help you with?
Well, since Clifford was young, he worries about going upstairs.
Okay, what kind of a dog is Clifford?
Okay, Clifford is the big yellow dog. He's 95-pound yellow lab.
Yellow lab.
Yeah, I was picturing a lab.
Okay, 95 pounds. And how old is Clifford?
He's 7 now.
Okay, and what is going on with him that you said he's got fear of what?
Going upstairs and sometimes downstairs. If he's excited and playing, he seems fine with it, but he will stand at the bottom of the stairs and it's like he's trying to figure out which foot to put first and worrying about it. And so when he was younger, I thought, well, it can't be his hips or anything, but
no.
I'm wondering whether maybe it is something medical. And he's never liked to jump out of the truck either or the car, but you know, he'll do it to some extent if it's not too high.
Well, just off the top of my head, and we're going to have, I think Natasha's going to tell you that it doesn't have anything to do with the hips or anything, but related to just big yellow lab, you said 95 pounds, okay?
Yeah.
It is not a good idea to let a dog of that size and that weight jump out of a car and down,
right,
especially as they get older, because there's a lot of force on the joints and stuff.
Okay.
And so even though it's not an issue for him, or at least I think that's what Natasha's going to say, you don't want to aggravate his physical body and make it an issue as he's getting older. And so that's where you would have a ramp or something for them to climb up, climb down. It could be an intuition on his part that he knows it's not a good thing for him to be doing, or it doesn't feel good. He feels that pressure on his joints and so forth. Now, before we get into the stair thing, so Natasha, was your nods of your head saying that it wasn't really that his body hurt?
No, it's not his body. I'm getting that he's a little bit mentally detached from his feet.
Yeah, that's exactly what it seems like.
Yeah, he's not. And then when he's running and playing, he's not in his mind. He's just naturally going. And so he doesn't have to think about what his feet are doing.
Right.
So with that, he's not. And so stairs are, it's hard to know what your whole body is going to do at a certain moment. You know, like going upstairs, right, we know one foot goes after another. Well, they got four.
Right.
And so even though they kind of work together, but for him, they don't work together in his mindset.
Okay. Now, I was going to say that, you know, normally when it's just a fear thing, you would normally see that when they're a young dog and they're afraid to go up and down the stairs. And I've got a whole procedure that I go through to get them comfortable with the stairs and all of that. But my sense is this isn't what we're dealing with. And interesting that Natasha's saying that he isn't really, mind and feet are not really connected with his feet. So I'm wondering.
That's also jumping, you know, when he's jumping out, he doesn't have that depth.
Right.
It's not his eyes. Right. It's just he's off. He's off.
All right, so somehow his energy needs to be brought down through his, and I'm wondering, when you were talking to Cindy about how to pet Emily and a pet and a bring the energy down the paws and then squeeze the paws a little. Would going through a process like that with Lynn and Clifford, would that help her start to ground his energy down into his feet?
Mm-hmm. I think so, especially coming down with his legs and then his feet and almost, I don't want to say tickle his pads, but go in between his toes if he'll let you.
Lynn, did you hear that discussion with Cindy about how she was to stroke?
I did, yes.
Okay. So you can, and you can go back and listen to the archives if you need to, the second hour, to hear that conversation again. But I think when he's actually having a little trouble going out of the car or up and down the stairs, I would, you know, you don't want to sympathize and, oh, calm down. It's okay, honey. It's just the stairs.
Yeah, no.
Because then you acknowledge fear, you reward it, you seed it deeper. You'd want to be happy and jolly and act like you're okay with everything. But it feels to me like your big effort right now should be to let's get the energy flowing through his body and get that mind and feet connected. And you can do the massage and the stroking down and then squeezing his feet and seeing the energy come out. And then I think you ought to plan, mark your calendar and plan to call in the second Sunday of January.
Mm-hmm.
Because Nels and Linda will
can
be
help.
Here. And then we can have Nels tune in to Clifford and see if he can see the connection between the mind and the feet and stuff. And let's see if Nels can get that. That flow going and get him connected. And we could stay in touch with Natasha and tell us if it's okay. But another thing is that you might need the at-home, do-it-yourself program with Nels, the reset and stuff, so that you could keep Clifford stable and his nervous system and all that stable as his energy is moving into his feet and so forth. So I think this sounds like more of an energetic thing. And
it
we
kind
of have
is.
To, this is an outside the square, woo-woo stuff. So we have to coordinate all this stuff and get the energy flowing better. And then that should make a huge difference. I still am going to vote for a ramp or something. I don't want a 95-year-old. Now, that's Cindy's father. I don't want a 95-pound big lab jumping out down on his shoulders and elbows and stuff. The other thing you can put him on is...
He even worries about stepping down onto the hardwood floor from the carpeted stairs just recently. It seems like this is building for
him. Seems like it's getting worse. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's part of his him getting older. And with him being so big, he's detaching more and more from his body. And I feel like the more that you're going to probably find with his type of personality, I'm going to call it, that the more pain he's going to get into, because of his body joints, the more his soul is not going to be so much attached with his body. He's going to be kind of doing that. If he was a person, he'd be kind of like one that would space out a lot.
Yes. Yeah. And I think he's been not grounded as much in the yard with the weather, the way it's been. He's been in the house more.
That's where working with his body, reminding him he has a tail, reminding him that he has feet, reminding that he has a backside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does
so I think that's where we start. And then now if need be, if you need to, you can call Nels or, you know, you can contact him through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. You can do that before the second Sunday of January. If you want to connect with him, click the contact link on his website and say, hey, we were talking about, on Animal World and I need to talk to you about my dog. And then he'll do a phone thing with you. So you could do that ahead of time if you want. There's a good supplement I'd recommend for Clifford to support his physical body and joints, but I don't think we need to talk about that right now. I don't think that's the issue. And we want you to start the massage thing and work in that energy. We'll bring Nels into this, and then we can have you on the second Sunday of January for more work with Nels and Linda. Linda can make sure that you're not complicating the situation as well. And then we can touch base with Natasha again the third Sunday of January to see where we are. And if that now you also can contact Natasha off the air, to see how you're doing if you want to.
Yeah, and there is something. He doesn't have problems with his vision, but it's almost like there's something in between his vision nerves and signals to his brain signals. There's kind of like a little scarring that's there, and that's not a bad thing, but it just that doesn't help with this deception of space, you know, like when you're stepping down on something, it's almost like astigmatism, but it's more in the brain, you know, how us humans have astigmatism. He does, it's not his eyes, but it's almost where his eye information taps into his brain information, and Nels can help with that.
I was going to
Get
say
that a
that's
little
the
bit
kind of
cleaner.
stuff that is right smacks of Nels. It's that kind of stuff that this bioenergetic synchronization technique can really straighten out, because the practitioners
Yes, we noticed when he was, since he was a puppy, we noticed that he has trouble. He can hear well, but he can't tell the direction and sound is coming from that well.
Yeah, and that's that part of that signaling that's in the brain, that it's not necessarily negative. It's just it just didn't get connected all the way, or there's a little bit of scarring from birth, or there's something that detached there.
I think the best thing you can do is talk to Nell. Well, you do the work that we've talked about. But also that you
Okay,
talk to Nels, because this is right up his alley. I think Clifford needs regular work with Nels. I think you need the do-it-yourself program and to work with Nels so he can give you other points to do on Clifford. But I don't think there's anything else that you could do that would help him more and help him get than working with Nels on this.
Okay,
Okay. All
wonderful.
right. In the meantime, you're
It will
massaging and
actually
moving the energy.
that will actually lengthen his life.
Yay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you've got a mission now, and then you stay in touch with us here on the air or off the air, so that we can continue to help you. Okay.
Yes, because
Oh, yes. Thank you.
this thing could lead in his older life to a stroke
Okay.
or
Oh, yeah. We
something
don't
in
want.
that
So we
category
want to
that
get it balanced now.
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All righty,
Okay.
Lynn. You've got your marching orders, and I expect to hear back
Okay.
from you. Okay.
Thank
Okay,
you.
thank you all so much. Happy holidays.
Yes.
Happy
Merry
holidays to
Christmas.
you
Ho,
too.
ho, ho. Bye bye. All righty. We got to take care of advertisers. So we'll do that right now. And then we'll get back to all the other stuff we got to be doing. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with me and Natasha straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
The Jingle Cats can do grand things, and I have to tell you, when that song started, I was taking a sip of tea, and they come on so strong. I almost spit my tea all over the counter here, my papers and all of that. Good thing I didn't. Anyway, hello, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thank you for being here, and we are midway through the last hour of our Ho 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 Merry Christmas edition of Animal World. We are here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we are playing the heck out of the Jingle Cats, because we only got this week and next week to do it, and then we're done, well, except for current events and stuff, we're done until next year with all our holiday music. So let's see. We did hear from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and all kinds of great holiday stuff going on. Everything's virtual as well as some stuff in person, and all the biggest classes of the year coming up in January. And just so you know, you want to tune in to our first show of the new year, January 2nd, because the interview with Ananda, we get Dr. Morley Venkatro, our yogi doctor, and I just adore Morley. I could listen to him read the phone book. He's got such a mesmerizing voice. And anyway, he will be here and talking to us about the biggest classes of the year that he's teaching and all of that starting in January. So tune in for that. And check out Nels Rasmussen. We've talked a lot about him today. HealingMinistryForAnimals.com, HealingMinistryForAnimals.com, Healing Ministry on Facebook, Nels Rasmussen on YouTube. If you want to start watching his miraculous before and after videos, he's getting more and more of them back up there again. You can shoot him an email, HealingMinistryForAnimals.com, click on contact, and that's how you get your free phone session with him. Let's see. I think, since we got to really stay on track here, let's get, we need to do current events, so that's not going to take very long. Let's get that out of the way real quick here. So it's time for more Jingle Cats and current events. Okie dokie, a few things here on current events. Now you know about Linda Rasmussen and verticalenergyworldwide.com, and she's offering a free session to anyone who calls or texts her at the number I'm going to give you. So call her for a free session of best. It is remarkable. 206-841-1992. You know about Natasha Venter because she's here today, and you know she's got a special on readings going on from now until the end of January 2022,
yes,
you can save $20. So instead of $100, you only pay $80. So you want to sign up, and you might even want to give her as a gift for a reading. If you didn't get a tree, your wild and crazy trees from Northwest Dream Center, yesterday was the last day. All right, Positive Alliance, you can still get their hashtag Why Not Me Pets custom label wine at Northwest Cellars in Kirkland that will benefit Positive Alliance until the 31st of December. Now, Homeward Pet Adoption Center, we talked about them as maybe the place to go find a kitty for Cindy. Some new things they've added on your mark your calendar list. would be the 32nd anniversary event for Homeward Pet, will be Wednesday, February 16th. Their annual fur ball auction and dinner and all of that will be Saturday, May 21st next year. And hopefully these things, you know, will be able to be in person again. And then the Homeward Pet open house will be Friday, August 26th. So maybe we'll have gotten ourselves together by then. And Humane Society, they're going to do their 125th anniversary special, Tuxes and Tails Gala, will be on May 7th. They're hoping to be able to do that in person as well. And, okay, Santa Paws picks. You got one last chance that I know of, and it's today. Noon to 3 p.m. at the Overlake Mud Bay store. Meow will be there for Santa Paws pictures. Make sure you're masking. And $20, and you get virtual or digital and hard copy and just well-behaved contained animals and masked humans. And that would be today at Overlake Mud Bay from noon to 3 p.m. Meow is now open, remember, on Saturdays and Sunday afternoons for walk-ins from 1 to 5 p.m. And the Meow 2022 calendars are available. You can pick them up at the shelter on Saturday or Sunday, or they'll mail them to you for $12. If you pick them up in person, they're only $10. So then remember that next week is going to be an encore presentation of Animal World. And we're going to rerun the last show with me and Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, An Unbroken Spirit. And we will review. So it will be a review of the last show we did. So you, if you didn't hear it, you can catch up so you're prepared for our next show in January. Or you can review so you're prepared for the next show in January. So the fourth Sunday of January, we will pick up the education, your education again, and food will be a big part of that show because I'll go through the whole food section. And before and after that, what we get into, who knows, we'll see what happens when we get there. All righty. So I think that takes care of current events. I got a bunch of other stuff for us to chat about, but you know what? All I can think about is singing. I think it's time because we have to make sure that we have a male voice this time. Oh, he's saying no. Oh, hey, hey, hey. You know, he sings along with stuff when his microphone isn't on because I hear him. And it's not like he's bad or something. Are you just shy or what?
I got to get the sleigh bells up and going.
Well, that only takes a hand.
I only do one at a time.
Oh, baloney. That has nothing to do with your voice. You can use your fingers to do that. And you can sing along. So you need to be singing. Do you want your Christmas present or not? You better sing. Can I blackmail him, do you think? All righty. So we are, we're all ready here. And we are going to have our last round of our animal Christmas carols. Nathan has added sleigh bells, you know, for us this year. And we start with Santa Paws is Coming to Town. We sing it through twice, and maybe you know the words with us by now. And, of course, with an animal theme. So I know Nathan is just going to chime right in. There we go. Here we go. Santa Paws coming to town. One, two, three. You better not bark. You better not bite. You better not scratch the sofa tonight. Santa Paws is coming to town. Nathan. You better not growl, you better not purr, you better not howl or shed lots of fur. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you in the kitchen. He sees your every try.
That was fabulous.
At secretively snitching that slice of pumpkin pie. Oh, you better just know the greeting he sends. He's saying ho ho to all his best friends. Santa Paws is coming to town. You better not bark, you better not bite, you better not scratch the sofa tonight. Santa Paws is coming to town. You better not growl, you better just purr. Your shed lots of fur, lots of fur. Santa Paws is coming to town. He sees you in the kitchen. He sees your every try at secretively snitching that slice of pumpkin pie. Oh, you better just know the greeting he sends. He's saying ho ho to all his best friends. Santa Paws is coming to town.
Merry Christmas.
I love that. Too bad it wasn't really Jason, you know, Nathan. Oh, that was Jason,
that
I
was
think.
Jason.
That was Jason. Yeah, that was Jason in there. Where is he when we need him? I bet Jason would sing. Oh, okay, now we are of my favorite carol of the season. It's the Winter Wonderland doggy style. All right, everybody. Two times through. Here we go. One, two, three. Dog pegs ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's yellow, not white. I've been there tonight, marking up my winter wonderland. Smell that tree, that's my fragrance. It's a sign to wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee, it's my property, marked up as my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design. Then I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, so all the world will know it's mine, mine, mine. Straight from me to the fence post flows my natural incense boast. Stay off my turf, this small piece of earth, I marked it as my winter wonderland. Round two. Dog tags ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's yellow, not white. I've been there tonight, marking up my winter wonderland. Smell that tree, that's my fragrance. It's a sign for wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee, it's my property, marked up as my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design. Then I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, so all the world will know it's mine, mine, mine. Straight from me to the fence post flows my natural incense boast. Stay off my turf, this small piece of earth, I marked it as my winter wonderland. Ho, ho, ho. Woohoo.
In the books.
All right, I think we're done. So we can just go. Wouldn't that be funny? Sometimes just drop the microphone and we leave.
I mean, it's time for advertisements. I got to just start playing them right away. Use us instead of the Jingle Cats between ads.
Oh, gosh, that was fun.
That was good.
And thanks for singing along, everybody except Nathan. All right, now you're going to be known as the guy who won't sing.
Hey, I did the ho, 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 Santa Claus.
Yeah, you did throw that in there. That's pretty
timely.
Well, but
timely. That was a recording. That wasn't him.
The first one was me.
The first one was him.
Well, I thought the first one was him, but then he recorded it, so he didn't have to do it again. What? That's not fair. Oh, you know, geez. See, if I was in charge, see, I could do more over there
to
punish
him. Stuff.
But he's in charge, so he could punish me. So I have to tread lightly here. All righty then, but Natasha and Stacy, you all were wonderful. So thank you. Anyway, I hope you all had fun. Sing along with us, and let's see. We will take care of.
Well, obviously, I like apple pie better than pumpkin pie because I said the word apple pie.
Oh, did you? Okay. And I said Santa Claus instead of Santa Paws at one point. I think I
repeated a line at one point too.
Well,
of shedding the fur.
Yeah, she jumped ahead. She got ahead there.
I got distracted because I was trying to watch him to see if he was actually saying that or if it was using a recording the second time. That's what distracted
me. Oh, gotcha.
So it's Nathan's fault again.
There we go.
I mean, I suppose we could say it's Jason's fault, but I mean, you know, Jason was willing to sing. He popped right in. So, oh, well. Okay, that's an inside joke for anybody. Anyhow. Okie dokie. So what are we doing? Oh, we're going to take care of advertisers now and stay on top of that. And then we'll come back and finishing up with chatting about all of the stuff we need to know for Christmas. And then we'll get more take from astrological stuff. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes, and I am the host of the Jupiter Rising Show. We are a metaphysical and astrological show that comes to you each week with lots of good information and good entertainment. Our repertoire just gets better and better each week. So don't forget the Jupiter Rising Show right here on Saturday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on KKNW Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp. That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Y'all be home for Christmas? Thank you, Jingle Cats. Thank you, Mike Spalla, for creating the Jingle Cats. Alrighty. Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for being here. We're almost done with this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And Natasha Venner's here. Stacy's here. Nathan's here. Jason's hiding in the ethers. And we're having fun with the Jingle Cats. And, okay, so we heard from, our NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. I know my Robbie takes the NuPro supplements, and Nathan's Abby takes the NuPro supplements, and I think Natasha's girl takes the NuPro supplements. So it's all part of the family here, and your dog would do great on it, too. You can order online. You can get it at a lot of stores. I get it up at Bridges in Snohomish. So anyway, check it out, NuProSupplements.com. All righty. Okay, so I've got just writing up to Christmas here. And before I get to that, one little follow-up thing. Haven't talked much about animal TV because there hasn't been any on. It's been all the American Zoo shows. So I haven't been watching. Well, last night I took a look at what was on, and at least they stopped the American Zoo shows. Last night was a marathon of the crikey, it's the Irwins. and the Irwin show, and I really do enjoy them, and I find the energy around the zoos to be very different in Australia than it is here, and so I can watch those, except not last night. I mean, I saw it was there, and I thought, oh, I could go back to Animal Planet, I could watch that, but you know, I just didn't feel like it, and so I just kind of zoned out and watched goofy TV that wasn't important. So there you go. I'm assuming now that must mean that another season of Crikey, It's the Irwins will be firing up. But I want to know, Stacey, when are our pit bulls and parolees coming back? Yeah. When is Amanda to the rescue coming back? When is Jackson, my cat from hell, coming back? Where is my beloved Dr. Jeff? Where are all our good animal TV shows, Stacey?
Well, I think the pit bulls are coming back soon because they keep talking about their filming. Amanda, I don't know. I haven't really heard much going on with her. She's got some romance going, so she's busy with that.
And then, maybe distracted.
Distracted. But still has her rescue down in Oregon. But yeah, that's all.
I thought she's in Washington. Did they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, pretty close to the border there.
Right, right. Well, okay. All right, that's good. So anyway, I guess, you know, running up to Christmas then, just be cautious on the run-up to Christmas. The things you wanna be aware of course, is what food, treats, candy, that kind of stuff you share with your animal friends or allow them to get into. Please be careful about that. Remember, dogs are monkey see, monkey do models. I remember one year, decades and decades ago, with my first golden retriever, was young. I had a beautiful Christmas tree. I spent lots of time wrapping all the packages and everything. And Drake, my young golden, helped me wrap all the packages and do all of that. Well, then, you know, the tree had all these beautiful packages and all that stuff. And I'm trying to remember because this had to be back. It's better be back in the probably 70s, late in the 70s. When Drake was, anyway, I can't remember if I got up in the morning and discovered this or I came home and discovered it, but at some point before Christmas, I walked into the living room and he had a field day and trashed all the packages under the tree. They were all torn up in pieces and all, and it was a disaster. Okay. Now, remember that. They are monkey see, monkey do models. When they're young, you don't want to let, there's some things you don't want to let them watch you do. They don't know the difference between wrapping packages and unwrapping them. It's the same thing what I'll teach you about, you know, if you've got a very young dog, that first season when you're working in the yard and weeding and planting, you don't want them out there letting you watch them do that because they don't know the difference between plants and weeds or planting and weeding, and you'll plant all this stuff, they'll go out and pull it out. So be careful. If you make sure that if your dogs are young and they are in that monkey see, monkey do model, you be careful about them copying and tearing up your Christmas presents and that sort of thing. So be careful about leaving candies and stuff out on tables and all of those sorts of things. Be careful about holiday dinners and food, especially for little dogs. You got to be real careful about giving them the fat or the gristle and the stuff that they can get into a pancreatitis really easy, and that can be life-threatening. So be careful about that. You can share treats of turkey and stuff. No cooked bones. They're dangerous. They splinter, cause problems. Raw bones are okay. Messy, but they're okay to give to dogs. But cooked bones, not to dogs, not to cats. And dole out treats sparingly and supervise. Now, my list of recommended gifts for everybody is I tell you, I think it is wonderful. If you know people that love animals, you can get gift certificates of any of our Animal World family. Jude and Whispering Dragon, Natasha and angelicclarifications.com, Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen, me as a behavior therapist. We all can be given as gifts. But also, I like giving a donation in a friend's name to an animal, organization that serves the animals that they love. So, you know, someone that loves horses, then you can give them a horse rescue. You know, someone that loves elephants do help animals in India. Cats and dogs, Do Homeward Pet, Meow Cat Rescue, Perfect Pals, a Posado, but give a donation in their name to an organization that helps the animals that they love. And then, of course, my favorite human-to-human gift this year is for any of you out there that have been dinking around and for whatever reason have not gotten yourself vaccinated. Now, I am not speaking to those that are extra sensitive, that have physical problems that make the vaccination bad for them. They can't take it. But for those of you that qualify and can take it and you haven't, I'm giving you another good reason. Get vaccinated. Do it for your family, for your friends, for your community, for the world. Okay? It is the greatest gift that you can give to humanity this holiday season, is to get vaccinated and help us eliminate this virus and get it wiped off this planet. And we've got to get a handle on this, and it's getting worse, not better, and it is specifically because of all those who are not getting vaccinated. We could make a huge difference if we did. So maybe this is a reason good enough for you to do it, but think about it, especially if you're one where you know people around you are not comfortable because you're not vaccinated. Well, get vaccinated. Take a little picture of your vaccine card and wrap it up, put a bow on it. You don't have to buy any Christmas presents. Give it to everybody you know because you're giving everyone a gift. So, all right, that's it for me. And anybody else have any gift suggestions you want to chime in with?
Well, my family, we're doing an experience this year.
Well, that was going to be my next question. What are you all doing for Christmas now? So what are you doing,
so
Stacey?
My mom, is her birthday's on the 27th.
And your mom's in Hawaii.
My mom's in Hawaii, okay. And she's turning 90 this
year. Wow!
So my daughters and we decided instead of getting presents for each other, we're just going to go to Hawaii, and that'll be our
present.
Oh, my. Yeah, so we're going to Hawaii.
So you're traveling to Hawaii.
First trip over there since the whole COVID
shutdown
thing. It's been over a year.
Well, be very safe.
Yep, I will.
Be extra safe on the planes and don't get in the way of any angry people.
No.
It seems to be an issue.
so it should be great.
And have a wonderful time. When do you leave?
Thursday.
Okay. And how long are you all going to be over there?
Till the 28th.
All right.
Back to 28.
Well, have a wonderful time. Yeah. Aloha. Hula dancing for us here.
So we'll do an experience this Christmas.
Yeah, you're braver than me. You couldn't pay me enough to get on an airplane right now and go into a crowd. And Natasha, you have Christmas plans?
I do. Actually, Christmas Eve, we're flying to Florida.
Oh, good. Oh, you guys are brave souls. Okay. The whole family, I think, going, huh?
Yes. All my kids, even though my daughter from New Mexico, because at the same time that you were dealing with the passing, I was moving my kid to New Mexico.
Right.
Actually, you called me when
that's right. I did.
You were on the road. I was driving. I was just crossing the border into New Mexico.
That's right. I remember that now. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going off to Florida to celebrate. Nathan, what about you?
I will be flying all around the radio stations here at Hubbard Radio because I have to work.
Okay, so you're going to work through the holiday weekend.
Yes, I am.
But are you getting together with your family normally this year?
Yes, we always have like a kind of a traditional Polish Christmas dinner because that's a part of where my mom's side of the family is from, is Poland. So we always get some like kielbasas and kiszka and a bunch of like fruits and set up a nice Polish Christmas dinner and do the opatki, the sharing of that.
Oh God. Maybe that's why sometimes we collide with each other. Maybe we're related. Because my father's side, we're all Polish.
Uh-huh.
Norwalk was not our name. Mm. It was Nowak when my grandfather's father moved here from Poland. And it was Nowak, but that was too recognizable, got him in trouble, so he changed it to Norwalk instead of Nowak. But anyway, so I'm Polish too. Mm-hmm. How about that?
So real quick, for the animal world, the opatki is like a tradition you do where it's like an oven bread and you pass it along and they each break off a piece of that.
That sounds cool.
And one of the mythologies behind it is if you give it a piece of your opatki to your dog or animal at midnight, it'll talk on Christmas.
Wow. Well, you'll have to keep us posted on that.
Yeah, give Abby a piece of it.
Let's see if Abby's talking by the time we get...
I'm pretty sure her first word will be off because she's probably hears that word the most because she's always trying to jump on top of you when you're doing something on the sofa or something like that. It's like, no, Abby, off, off.
Okay. Well, you'll have to report. We'll be back on the air again live on the 2nd of January. Next week is Encore Show of my last show with Walter Stoffel and the beginning of the education to teach you everything I know about dogs and solving problems. So that will be next Sunday, and then we'll be on the air again the first Sunday of January, and I'll try to remember to ask you if Abby spoke on Christmas Day. I don't know if I'll remember that or not. I am just saying, so you know, we did not get together last year. We did it on Zoom. And remember last year, my brother and his wife were so cool. Remember we rendezvoused in the parking lot of Denny's in Monroe. They cooked me. They roasted me a whole turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and stuffing and all of that. They brought me a whole freaking dinner. I had to call friends and share. I mean, come pick up some turkey. But absolutely fabulous. Well, this year we are going to gather at my brother's home for Christmas as we have always done. But we are all fully vaccinated, boosters. We will mask and distance and be very cautious. So I am not going. There will be the Christmas Eve service at Ananda Blue Lotus Temple. But I am not going in person. I will stream. They do require masks, and if you're comfortable with that, that's great, but they're not requiring proof of vaccination, and I personally don't attend groups unless we are all vaccinated and masking. So be safe for the holidays. Love you all. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. And as always, I leave you with one. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Natasha. Thank you, Stacey.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays
to everybody.
And to everyone.
As always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next year. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.